How to Raise a Longhorn Crazy Ant Colony. The Ultimate Guide. Get ready to delve into their fascinating behavior, witness incredible teamwork in action, and learn tried and true methods for nurturing these little wonders of nature. So grab your magnifying glass and join us as we unlock the secrets of the miniature kingdom. It's time to embrace the madness and marvel at the awesome world of the crazy longhorn dance. Now, if after reading all these incredible details about longhorn black crazy ants, you are interested in starting an ant farm and start breeding this type of arthropod, well, you've come to the right place. Next, we will offer you all the information you need about the different intricacies of the colonies, as well as behavior, food cycles, and even reproduction so that you can raise and grow your own ant colony at home. Are you ready to embark on this amazing world? So let's go! Chapter 1. Getting Started in Longhorn Crazy Ant Keeping. How to Get a Longhorn Crazy Queen Ant. Unfortunately, Longhorn Black Crazy Queen Ants are not available for purchase. They can only be found in the wild and will need to be collected using a specialized ant collecting kit. The best place to look for them is in areas with plenty of dead wood and decaying vegetation near an active ant colony. How to identify a longhorn crazy queen ant. The longhorn black crazy queen ant is black in color and has long antennae that are more than twice as long as its body. It also has a distinct yellowish-orangish spot on the front of its thorax, which is used to differentiate it from other ant species. Additionally, it will often have two smaller yellow spots located near its back legs where the abdomen meets the thorax. Time for a queen ant to start a new colony. It typically takes around 4 to 8 weeks to establish and start a new colony. The queen will need access to food, water, and nesting sites in order for the colony to survive and thrive. Capture the longhorn crazy ant queen with care. To capture the longhorn black crazy ant queen, first identify where she is in the colony. This may require digging and carefully examining various areas of your property. Once you've located her, gently place a container or jar over the queen and secure it with a lid so that she cannot escape. It's important to be gentle when handling her, as too much force can injure or kill her. If possible, use gloves or tweezers to transfer her into an enclosed space, such as a small plastic container filled with soil, sand, leaves, or other material from her environment, so that she will feel safe and comfortable while being transported to another location for release.